Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. The message is entitled Christ and the Gospel of Salvation. The message comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. Before we bring Brother Griffin on, I'd like to ask for just a few seconds of a moment of silence on behalf of a sister who lost her grandson on this week. I don't care to go into the details, but at this time we'll recognize a brief moment of silence. Again, thank you all so much, and I ask that you all please keep this family in your prayers, that God will strengthen them, give them the endurance to get through this emotional and this tragic loss. The grandbaby was under 5 years old, so just pray for this family that they're able to hold it together and get through this time of bereavement. I don't know what you guys are doing at this time, but I am asking you to stop. Find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon the heart of Brother Ben Griffin to share with us all on today. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and Grace Nurture, and Grace View, and all those who support this telecast. And certainly my heart goes out to the family who's undergoing this tragic loss. We pray that God just continue to shower her life with comfort and give her the ability to cope with no time limit to recover from, but just to cope with her loss. We want to take a look this morning at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 to 20, and we want to talk today about Christ and the gospel of salvation, because the Christian life is a lifelong challenge. As challenges come, many doubt their salvation or anyone can be saved. But I want us to be encouraged on this morning that even though the Jews had their Moses, Rome had her Caesars, France had her Napoleons, England had her Gladstones, and America had her Washington. But thanks be to God that the church has to Christ as a captain of her salvation. Neither does salvation any other, but the honor of the name of heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. As the writer says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was with Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, but have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray in your Christ's stand, be ye reconciled unto God. The word reconcile means to come together again. In biblical terms, it means to come back to God. We have an illustration in Luke chapter 15 about the prodigal son of the young man who ran away from his father's household and experienced a terrible life in the far country. He realized his condition, he realized, recognized, and repented, and he returned to God. This young man, we never know his name, but we know he's a young man. He had a father that loved and he loved, and he came back. Reconciliation, that's what that means. In Isaiah 59, the Bible says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue with muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, for any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and forth iniquity. God is willing to save all those who will to come back to him. And again, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, the writer says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. We find that God has always designated a place of safety and salvation for his people. But we need to realize that how that God, through the ages, always had in his mind that Christ would be the Savior and be the corridor from earth to eternity. God has designated places of safety going all the way back as far as the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 7 through 13 through 15, the ark of safety. Everyone that was saved went into the ark that God prepared, and that's the only safe place on earth. Those who went in were saved. Those who stayed out were lost. But then in Numbers chapter 35, verse 6, the city of refuge, there were seven cities, four on one side of the Jordan, three on the other. Anyone that committed involuntary or manslaughter, if they would just flee to that city, because during that time it was eye for eye, tooth for tooth. But God protect us physically from hurt, harm, and danger. We just make it to that city, one of those cities, and you stay there. No one could bother you. You were safe. But those who, and like one man decided to go outside the city gate one day, and the man who was after him caught him and hit him in the fifth rib with a knife, and he died. Had he just remained in the city of refuge, he would have been saved. But then we find that God promised a new day, a new way, Jeremiah 31:31-34. And no doubt, if they just know the new way, and there were those who said, we will not walk in that way, we will not seek thy path, we want to do our own way, do our own thing. That's still the attitude of today. And not only was a new way and a new place in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 16, we find that in also in John 4:23-25, that neither in Jerusalem nor in that mountain will men serve God, but God will have all men to worship him, but worship in spirit and in truth. There will be no geographical boundaries to the place of safety. And the place of safety was the church. And that great wall of tissue was taken down between Jew and Gentile. And so God has always designated a place of safety and salvation for his people, the ark, the cities of refuge, a new way that he told Jeremiah how to fulfill in Christ, a new place to worship, no doubt. The city of Jerusalem will be destroyed, but in Christ, his body, the church. God also holds man responsible, personally responsible for his salvation. In Acts chapter 2, verse 4 and 41, it talks about that ye should save yourselves from this untoward generation. James 1:21 tells us that we need to receive with meekness and grasp the word, which is able to save your soul. We find that in Philippians 2:12, we're told to work out your soul's salvation, fear, and trembling. And so we do have a personal responsibility to be saved. And God promises a new way, a new place, cities of refuge, a place of safety, which is the ark for God's people. But I want to remind us that we have the ministry of reconciliation. And this reconciliation, the way to bring men back to God, can only be experienced through a life in Christ or a life with Christ. For those of us who have reconciled ourselves to God, those of who are clinging to God, it's our responsibility to encourage others to be reconciled. That's Paul's message to the church in Corinthians. He will remind them that he came to them with the gospel and the spirit of Christ. Some listened, some did not. Some listened and later stopped listening. And he's given them another opportunity. They didn't believe that he was the real deal, but he was the real deal. He was actually the apostle from Christ. Some rejected his message. Some rejected him. But Paul reminds them, said, all things are of God, who have reconciled us to him by Jesus. The only way you can be reconciled back to God these days is through Jesus Christ. Jesus said himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. We have to point the world to Jesus. I know we talk about getting to the right church, and that's true. And I know we ask people about do they believe in God, and that's a need. But the key to the church, the key back to God, the key to salvation is the name of Jesus. We need to encourage people to give their lives to Jesus, and we need to more so give our lives to Jesus as well. He is the only way. He is the only means, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world. He was doing his business. He was bringing people back to himself. That's why he said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God facilitated salvation through none other than his Son. We are ambassadors for Christ. Christ even taken us today. God using us today to go out in the name of Christ to reconcile the world back to him. And so it's all about Jesus. We've got to be all about Jesus if the world can learn to know who Jesus is. So I encourage you this morning to be reconciled to Christ and recognize that Christ is the only hope for the world. What the world needs now, yes, to need love. What the world truly needs now is Jesus Christ and his gospel of salvation. May God bless you, and may he keep you in our prayers on this day. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for this day and all that you are and all that you shall ever be. We just trust, Heavenly Father, that you continue to bless us, guide us and keep us, protect us and lead us. Forgive us of all our wrongdoings as we own up to those, confess those wrongs, and repent thereof. We pray for this family who is undergoing a great stress due to the loss of a tragic situation. We pray for all those who have anything to do with that family, that they embrace them with and shower them with all the love they can muster. We pray for this telecast to be mindful and prayerful for all the dreadful things that are going on in our country. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen.
All night. Oh,